Now, if we have whet your appetite with the Commonwealth Games, perhaps you're thinking about taking up a sport or an activity, a pastime. If you're blind or partially sighted, there is an event coming up which we want to tell you about in Birmingham. It's following on from the Commonwealth Games and it's a para sports festival. And we have with us Connor from BBS. Thank you very much for joining us, Connor.
Not a problem.
Have you been enjoying the games yourself?
I have, yeah. It's been good to see everything going on so close to home. Being a buzz around the city, it's been really good.
So you're looking to carry on that buzz with this festival of para sport. Tell us more.
So throughout the last 12 months, we've been doing a programme called Seeing My Voice, which I know I've spoken to yourself about before, Alan, and where we bring some 14 to 20-year-olds who are visually impaired and put them through a leadership programme and a qualification. As a part of that, they've been volunteering in different sports organisations. So we was thinking about how we could somehow link the Commonwealth and See My Voice together. And by putting on this Para Sports Day, we're going to have a big mixture of different sports and carry on the celebration for the Commonwealth for all of the local community, but also give the chance for some of our young leaders to volunteer and create an event that they built up to over the last couple of months. They definitely deserve the opportunity to, and we thought it'd be really good for them to volunteer at an event. So we almost created this event to reach out to the local community in Birmingham and get them joining in with a lot of different sports and let some of our young leaders share their experiences of not just the Commonwealth Games but everything that they've been participating in over the past 12 months.
So they get a chance to be sort of part of it and do their bit of volunteering, as you say. For those who are coming along to try the sports then, is it any age or is it for young people?
So it's for ages 10 to 20, and that is aimed at absolutely anybody with any form of disability. So it is for visually impaired people and led by BBS, but throughout the See My Voice programme, we partnered with UK Deaf Sports and we've also partnered with Sport Birmingham. So it is open to everybody with a disability within the local area or across the country if they would like to travel.
All right, so what kind of sports or activities will people be able to try?
So we've been in line with the Commonwealth. We've got a lot of athletics activities taking part across the morning. So from 11 o'clock until 1, we've got a lot of throwing, jumping and running activities that we can try. As we filter into the afternoon, we thought it might be a little bit different for some of the sports that people may not have tried. So we've got a boxercise session going on. So it'll give people a chance to get an idea of what all of these boxers have been getting up to within the Commonwealth and go through a little bit of a session. And we've also got some a mix of different other sports across the afternoon.
And this is a family thing as well, so people can come along with their friends, their family, siblings, and can they get involved too?
Yeah, definitely. So any friends, family, siblings that want to attend along with the person who signed up for the event, it's on the sign-up form to add that person on. It doesn't matter whether that family member is visually impaired or not, they're more than welcome and join in with all of these different activities.
Nice little legacy from the games falling on their corner. You know, if people come along and they try these sports, then some of the young people, and they enjoy them and want to take them further, is there opportunity to do that where they live?
There's definitely opportunity, and that's definitely something the British Blind Sport can help with. It's something that the coaches who will be delivering from the local area will be able to pinpoint people in the right direction. So I think it's a great opportunity for people to come along, try some different sports, and like you say, if they do really enjoy it, we've got the opportunity to point them in the right direction to continue joining in with these different sports.
I suppose you'd be hoping in a way that maybe perhaps, you know, things like the Commonwealth Games have inspired people, you know, with sight loss to try some new activities and try some new sports, because they may have been thinking, well, you know, these guys are doing it at an elite level, maybe I could do it, you know, sort of dip my toe in the water, so to speak, and try this.
Yeah, definitely. And it's like you say, I think seeing people at the elite level participating, they all started from grassroots, and having that initial opportunity could really spark an interest and spark an opportunity to develop on a natural talent that you may have. And until you give something a go, you're never going to know if you do have that talent. So it sparks the opportunity for people to go and try these new sports and see how much they do enjoy them. And when they do enjoy them, give them the opportunity to pursue it further.
So where and when does the event take place?
So the event will be Friday, August the 19th, and that will be running from 11 o'clock in the morning until 4 in the afternoon. And that will be at Nature's Wellbeing Centre in Birmingham.
And if people are interested in this, do they have to register beforehand? Is it a deadline for that, or can they just turn up?
They will have to register beforehand, and that's just so we know who's coming along and what numbers to expect. They can register via our sign-up form, and which can be found on the British Blind Sport website, or they can contact myself at connor@britishblindsports.org.uk, or they can contact me on my mobile number, which is 07983 497 787, and I'll be able to pinpoint them in the right direction.
Is there a deadline they have to get in touch by, the cut-off date at all?
Ideally, we would like them to be in contact a week before, but we are very lenient when it comes to this. So as long as there are still spaces, which hopefully there will be by the time you get in contact, and we will be able to put your name forward onto that sign-up form.
Fantastic. And as Connor said, have a look at britishblindsports.org.uk for all the info. Connor, have a cracking day, and thank you for joining us once again on RNIB Connect Radio.
No, thank you very much.